Kerry Hornbuckle says not much is known about PCB-11. That's because no one really expected to stumble on it.
This finding is important, and I think it's alarming. We should find out what the health effects are with this chemical.
Hornbuckle is a University of Iowa professor. She looked at air samples from all over Chicago and found the chemical in about 90% of the samples. She says the source is a mystery, though it might come from paints breaking down.
Now, it could be that in all those places where we would expect to see all the other PCBs, we would also see this one. But it's a surprise because no one thought it would be produced.
Hornbuckle says she found PCB-11 using a new, detailed way of analyzing air samples. Other PCBs have been linked to cancer and neurological problems. For the Environment Report, I'm Gabriel Spitzer.